This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about something very important today. The first thing I want to talk to you about is that we are seeing today, and I don't know how many of you are seeing that, but you should be seeing it. We are seeing today a global revolution happening. And I'm not talking about AI. I'm talking about a revolution of people's ethics and values and morals, a revolution where people have decided to change their position and stances which were held over decades, over generations. And all positive. I'm not talking about ethics and values and morals becoming going down the drain. No, they're not. All positive. Huge revolution. Major, major, major revolution. And not only are the people willing to change, but they are willing to change to the extent that they are willing to go to jail, they are willing to get docs, they are willing to lose jobs, they are willing to get kicked out of universities, they are willing to do anything it takes to stand by their ethics and values, which they have certain, their Allah has opened their eyes and heart to that, and they believe that these are worth fighting for, and they are fighting. We are seeing this happening. I hope you are seeing it happening. And it's very important to see it happening because it is very important for us individually to be part of that change and not get left by the wayside. Each one has to make our own choice. And if we don't choose to get on to that bandwagon, we are going to get left outside. Now, what happens also, and this is also something which I'm seeing simultaneously, and that is that there seems to be a tiredness. There seems to be what we call donor fatigue. There seems to be what we call activist fatigue. There seems to be a tiredness. There seems to be, in some cases, I won't use the word despair because it's very strong, but I can go almost to that point. So some people are disheartened. We hear a lot of people. On the one hand, we are seeing this revolution, but obviously there are some people who are not seeing it. And so they are saying, oh, what is the good of this? We are doing so much of work. Nothing is happening. There is no change. We keep doing the same thing. Whatever choice we make, it makes no difference. It is the same kind of shaitan on this side and the same kind of shaitan on that side, and so on and so on. Right? I'm sure you must have heard all of these words. Let me therefore draw your attention to something from the best example in the world, which is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take the example from the seerah, and I want you to do this bit of a homework, right? Many of you are attending. I am doing a series of lectures every Wednesday on the seerah of the Sahaba, the lives of the Sahaba. Maulana Omar is doing it in Masjid Baitul Salam every Friday, every other Friday. I want you to do some research. And the research I want you to do is just list down the names of the Sahaba who died before Fatah Makkah. The names of the Sahaba who passed away before Fatah Makkah. And I'll give you a hint to some of the names. Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, radiallahu anhu. Musa ibn Umayr, radiallahu anhu. Sa'd bin Mu'ad, radiallahu anhu. Right? Ja'far al-Tayyar, radiallahu anhu. Zayd bin Haritha, radiallahu anhu. Right? And I can give you some more. Of course, right in the beginning, both the parents of Ammar ibn Yasir, radiallahu anhu. Yasir and Sumayya bint Khayyat, radiallahu anhuma. And many others. All of these died before Fatah Makkah. Why am I saying before Fatah Makkah? Because Fatah Makkah was the fruit. That was the fruit of the da'wah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It came after 13 years of oppression in Makkah, plus another 8 years of semi-oppression and living under threat in Medina. So 13 and 7 is 20, 21 years. Out of the full 23 years of Risala, out of 23 years, it took 21 years for the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was getting wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 21 years. And today we are tired because of 1 year. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So, question is this. My idea is not to beat you up. My idea is to show you the secret. So ask yourself, here is somebody like Musab ibn Nawair, Radhiyallahu Anhu. He is working, he is giving da'wah to people. Some people accept, some people don't accept. And that is the story for everybody, right? In whoever is doing it, some success, some failure, some success, some failure. Eventually, in the Battle of Uhud, he gets killed. He's shaheed. Gone. I'm giving you just one example. The same thing applies to all of those who passed away before Fatah Makkah. So what did he see? Did he see success? Success of the mission? No. Individual success, yes, I presented Islam to Sa'd bin Mu'adh and radiallahu anhu and he became Muslim, alhamdulillah. I presented Islam to Usaid bin Udayr radiallahu anhu and he became Muslim, alhamdulillah. But similarly other people, but the success of the da'wah of Islam, no, he didn't see it. On the other hand, he got killed in the battle, and that battle he got killed in the time when he saw what looked like defeat. Because the Muslims had been winning, and then they disobeyed Rasulullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the tables, and they got defeated, and 70 of the Sahaba were shaheed, including Musab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, and Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib and so on. So what kept him going? That's the question. The key question is this. What is it that kept him going? Why did he get up every morning and go and do the same thing? Why didn't he get up one morning and say, look, this is a waste of time. I have done this for, you know, all these years. Nothing seems to be moving. So maybe I need to go back to Rasulullah. I won't refuse, but I will say, Rasulullah, I'm tired. Can you think of some other way? This way doesn't seem to be working, right? Why can't we change our tactics? Let's learn from some. No, they didn't do any of that. Every morning he got up and he went to work, within quotes. What kept him going? My submission to you is, what kept him going was the fundamental principle of Islam, which is innamal amalu binniyat. Innamal amalu binniyat. That the value of the deed is based on the intention. So what was his intention? His intention was to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had to be, because this is the intention of the Muslim. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is doing work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you might say, well, okay, so I want to work to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever work I am doing. But obviously I am also human. I need to find success in my career. I need to find in my work. I should see some success. If I am doing the work of da'wah, I must see this. If I am doing the work of changing the way this country or other countries are run, I should be able to see some success. But I am not seeing any of that success. And you are telling me that I should continue working only for the pleasure of Allah. I'm human. I mean, how can I work with that? The answer is very simple. The answer is, when you are doing work only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the thing to remember is, therefore, it means that you will do work at what level? At the level of Ihsan. What is the level of Ihsan? أَنْتَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى. Work, make the ibadah of Allah, and this applies now across the board, as if you can see Allah. So whatever work I'm doing, I will do it to the absolute best of my ability at the level of excellence which I can manage. No excuses, no blaming, no scapegoating, just full and total complete concentration. Do the work to the best of my ability. I'm not concerned about whether somebody is praising me, somebody is not praising me, somebody is criticizing me, how many people are, you know, clapping, how many people are giving me a thumbs up sign, how many people are, well, by, whatever, you know, Facebook likes and what. No, I will do my work to the best of my ability. Now, I come to that. Why? Because I want to please Allah. Now, if I work to the best of my ability to please Allah, what will happen in the dunya? You will succeed. You have to say, what else is, how to succeed in the dunya? By doing your work to the best of your ability. You will succeed. At the same time, you will get the pleasure of Allah. And the biggest benefit is, then people's prayers or blame will not bother you. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the quality of the believers in the Quran. La yakhafuna lawmata la'im. Allah said, they are not afraid of the blaming of the blamers. They don't care. What is haq has to be said. Somebody does not like it. Oh, you know, so and so is offended. No problem. I was not trying to offend you. When I speak the truth, you get offended. You should ask yourself, how is it that I am getting offended when I am listening to the truth? It's your problem, not my problem. So if you do your work to the best of your ability, you will succeed in this world, because what else will you... Somebody remove Allah out of this equation. And you can never do that, but I'm saying just for the sake of argument. Somebody says, I'm an atheist. I do not believe in God. Okay, don't believe in God. But I want to succeed. What must I do? Do work to the best of your ability. What else will you tell him? What else will you tell anybody? But when you are doing that work to the best of your ability to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it shields you from all of this negativity of this life, which means you will not get discouraged, you will not lose hope, you will not despair, you will not get tired, because you are not looking for those results, you are looking for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This result which is coming is, by the way, that has to come. There is no other way. By the way, it's coming. But what happens with shaitan is, shaitan moves your attention away from the pleasure of Allah to success. The moment you get to success, one of two things. If you see success, then riya comes in. Oh, it's my job. It's my work. I worked so hard. I did this. My qirat of Quran is so beautiful. My speech making is so great. I am such a great speaker. I am this, I am that. Complete riya, therefore all your work has gone down the drain and trashed, because it is all now become riya. On the other hand, you get despair, because I am doing this work, nothing is happening, nobody is listening to me, people are not respecting me, nobody comes to my halakha, nobody comes to my jalsa, nobody comes to my programs. So and so, look at that, then this competition, look at so and so's program, look at that masjid, how many people are going, my masjid, nobody comes. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. So if somebody goes to some other masjid, as long as they are going to a masjid, as long as they are going and sitting with some alim to listen to some Quran, to listen to some hadith, to listen to something good, alhamdulillah. Whether it happens here or there or anywhere, no problem. Instead of that, if they are going to a wrong place, then we are concerned, we are worried. When will that happen? When your own niyyah is only to please Allah. My niyyah is not to attract people. My niyyah is not to count the number of heads. My niyyah is to attract, to please Allah. If my niyyah is to please Allah, then none of this will bother me. Let nobody come. Alhamdulillah. Let nobody come. You say, alhamdulillah. That many fewer witnesses against me on the day of judgment. So I remind myself and you, don't get distracted. Do not get distracted. Remember, there is a huge revolution happening. And you are part of that, or you are not part of that, that's your choice. You want to be part of that? Do the work. Do the work. Whatever is required to be done to take the message of this deen forward, do it. Whether it is on social media, whether it's on face-to-face meeting, whether it's on by giving money, or whatever it is, do the work to take the message of this da'wah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forward in this world. Don't worry about who is listening to you, who is not listening to you, who is coming, who is not coming. No, that is not your problem. You are doing the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was not bothered about how many people listen to him. You should not be bothered either. I want to end with a beautiful hadith on this, where The person who reported this, Radhis, he said, I was standing on top of a hill in Mila, and I saw a man going from tent to tent to tent. And everywhere he was repulsed. It was very, very, very hot. And finally he sat down in the shade of a rock, exhausted, covered with dust and sweat. And he said his daughter came from her tent and she brought him some water, she brought a piece of cloth, she washed his face, wiped his face. She said, my father, what have they done to you? And he said, my daughter, I have no fear. He said, I have no fear. He said, a day will come where this message will go into every home on the face of this planet, whether it's a permanent structure or a temporary structure. He's saying that when he's seeing no sign of success, no sign, not even one person listened to him. They all sent him away. Where does this come from? It comes from only one place, which is Ikhlasun Niyyah. He is focused on, is my Rabb pleased with me? And if he is not pleased with me, I will work hatta tarda, as he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after Taif, until you are pleased. And his Rabb said, Wala sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Allah said, tomorrow your Rabb will please you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to fill our hearts with his hub and the hub of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to focus us and focus our attention and niyyah on only one thing, which is the pleasure of Allah. Nothing else. Nothing else. And thereby to protect us from all forms of riya as well as hopelessness of any kind and to enable us to do work in a way which pleases him, his glory and majesty. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.